We want to make sure you know how to quote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through them, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff." Some people over there quiet. That's all right. Yeah. And you want the people to be able to quote these scriptures and tell you where they are. But many of the people that know these scriptures to heart don't know the God of that scripture.
Welcome to The Life Experience, a broadcast brought to you by Life Worship Center, where we're led by a dynamic duo, Bishop Denzel and Robin Rule. We are a church that lives in love, operates in integrity, walks by faith, and have been empowered by God. Stay tuned. There is definitely a life-changing word awaiting you. And now, here is Pastor Denzel with today's word.
Pastor, what you trying to paint? What you trying to paint? I'm trying to show you how Jesus never let anyone put him in a rush. He never allowed anyone to put him in a panic. Jesus always took command of the situation. He never allowed the situation to take command of him. There are too many situations that are taking command of you. Your brokenness taking command of your life. Your stress taking command of your life. Jesus commanded the situation, and when they bring everything, he said, "Did they get her?" He said, "All right, let's pray." And I literally walked through this in my mind yesterday, and I'm looking at this and saying, "Jesus, you off the chain, you know. If you wasn't Jesus, I promise you, them dudes would have knocked you all the way out. If you wasn't the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ, listen to me. If I was one of them, I'd say, 'But you trying to get me killed the other day. You trying to get me killed? Because if I put on people one more time with this game you're running all this tape, it can be a problem.'" Jesus is teaching us, watch this, Jesus teaches us that time is created to serve us. We don't serve time. I want you to go ahead and say after me, say this, "I always have time." It is impossible for you to run out of time. It is impossible for you to run out of time. I know this sounds like reckless teaching, but faith is reckless. See, the caveat to all of this is, I'm walking with God as a believer. When you walk with God, you can't let time cause you to lose from God and run after time. That's what we do. You know, you are at peace walking with God, doing, you got a deep set of peace, walking with God, you let God go to go panic about life. Because someone tell you out of time. This morning I referenced a movie. What was the movie? Wonder Woman. You watch Wonder Woman? The new one, not the cartoon from Eastern Man. The new one. You know, so Wonder Woman, she in the boat with senior man. And he was trying to introduce her to this watch. Remember that? Y'all watch it? Y'all ain't watched the movie. No, ain't no fun if y'all ain't watch it, man. Y'all killing my moment. So anyway, so she do this because she ain't no remember no watch thing like that. She live in another kind of operation going on. She like live inside of another space. In their space, they don't worry about time. In their space, they control their environment. So they don't have nobody dictating to them, you know, in her space. So now she comes to this space and he says, "Well, this is a clock. This is a watch. And it tells the time, it tells you when to wake up, and tells you when to go to bed, tells you when to go to work." And she responds, "That's silly." She says, "You allow that little thing to tell you what to do?" And by chastise, waiting to preach that way. Because that thing, from the first time I watched it in the movies, I was like, "Go ahead, sir!" I was like, "Preach to me." Wonder Woman, that girl preached that word. She said, "You can let that little thing tell you when to go to work,
tell you when you give that thing control of your life. Beloved, time was created for us, not us for time. Someone shout, time serves me. Glory to God. You got time. All you got is time. Oh, my biological clock ticket. It was from the time you was born. And it will click tomorrow. Now, your problem is better stop clicking. Oh, you can play with the ticket for. But this, glory to God, don't make me do this again, man. The Bible says that Abram staggered not at the promises of God. At 99 years old, that Lord Jesus, I mean, Sarah clock didn't fall off the wall. That clock didn't rolling down the road. That the battery didn't tear. The battery seized up, exploded in it. All the wiring didn't come loose in the clock. Lord Jesus, the short hand didn't fall off. Lord God, the long hand twist. I mean, the clock jack up. Ain't no clock there. And the Bible says that Abraham in faith considered not the deadness of Sarah's body, nor his own condition. And even at that age, because he had faith in God, because he knew his God, he looks at a woman who is 90 years old and says, girl, you look good tonight. And just like the boy at the gate, beautiful. There's a verse there that says that immediately his ankle bones received strength. Close bracket. So y'all got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Y'all in slow, but you'll find that one. You're like, I got you. Just like that, my God, strength. Glory to God. Abraham said, glory to God. Hey, 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 hey. Sarah, come quick. Glory to God. And just like that. Someone shout, same God.
Same God.
I told you, I had a couple come to me right now. They come to me, they panic again. I said, what happened? Hey, the wife say, I said, what? I say, what your wife say? Say she, that's good for you. Like, play too much. But some of y'all ain't catch on that. They say right now, that's cool. Those who ain't catch, you ain't need to catch. The point is, the clock serves us. We don't serve the clock. Don't you allow, glory to God, don't you allow, I have time, don't you allow anything, don't you allow anything or any situation to put you in a place of panic. That's how you get into toil. You rest in God. You 46 and you don't have your own home. Boy, I got to hurry up. If I don't hurry up, I ain't getting nothing from the bank. Calm down. Pastor, that's bad teaching. They need to hurry up. No, you get, when you hurry up, you get in the flesh. Rest in God. Talk with him. Have communion with him. And let the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. Glory to God. By now, I thought that I had my degree. That's all right. I told her I graduated with a young man from university who right now is older than my father. Because I graduated in 2004, and when I graduated, he was 72, I believe it was. He graduated with me, with his degree in engineering. So why are you too late? You ain't late. All you got is time. Pastor, if you preach to that, you can cause them procrastinate. No, if I preach this, I can make them walk in peace. I'm going to empower them to be sons of God. All of this, we getting so antsy. See, when you get like that, and you get into toil, and you make mistakes. Let me give you four things that happen. Four things that happen when you allow life to rush you. When you allow life to dictate to you and you don't function from a place of peace. The first thing that happens is miscalculations. Funds taught of him with children. Funds always said this to us. He says, measure twice. Cut once. So when you didn't measure, because when you cut that thing short, you can't cut. That massive, you're wasting lumber, you're wasting material. So what you do, you measure it. You cut the material short. For me, when I started getting clothes made, I realized how expensive material is. And I realized how big I is. Some of y'all just get sued on a 3-yard of material. That's a vest. that's a vest with satin back. That ain't no full back now. That's just the... Yeah, it's a satin shiny back. That ain't no full vest. You can't sit up. You sit up. Everything open up. You can sit up straight. Glory to God. No. So I learned the importance. I used to work in the fabric store. Believe it or not, I had plenty of job. Good friends, dry goods store. Yeah, I used to work in the fabric store. True story. Yeah. And I learned the importance of measuring twice. Because I go and sell some material to somebody, and the child come to the store, so I ain't check. And then where's the child was buying for the ma? And the ma came walking back down the road. Mm-hmm. Head was tied, rollers, curlers, some curling, big curler. Her ma come with big curler in there, and you know, slip, pull up. I said, oh God, this could be a problem. This could be a problem. You think you can swing my child and short my fabric, and that boy, that thing was rough that day. I'll tell you the rest of the story outside the church. So when you rush, you miscalculate. You make mistakes, silly mistakes, because you're rushing. This applies to y'all in life. Just calm down. I told them this morning that for me, one of the things with me is that I'm a master crammer, but I'd be in the middle of cramming for an exam, and I'll stop and make a sandwich. Yeah. Because you don't retain nothing when you're rushing. You don't retain nothing when you're panicking. When you're not at a place of peace, you just do crazy stuff. And you don't remember what you're doing. So number two, miscalculation. Number two is erraticism. I put it there so you can learn the word. You become erratic. You're waking hard and inaccomplishing nothing. Any ever been there before? Like you done tired and wore out and you ain't know what you just do. Some of y'all been working from y'all was 19. And now almost 40 saying, what in the world, what happened over the last 20 years? Uh-oh. Because someone pressured you that you got to get this done and get this done. And you getting trying to get things done. And at the end of the day, what have you gotten done? Is this painful? Are we all right? Everybody good? Oh, God. So you don't want to be erratic. I mean, I got to take this job because I ain't getting no other job. I got to marry this woman because ain't no more good woman like this around here. But then she ain't that good. You being pressured to make these decisions, and some of you making decisions out of desperation. That's the worst place to make any decision. When you desperate, stay by yourself. Desperate people need to be alone, not with other people. Because you do dumb things when you're desperate. You do dumb things when you're desperate. And then when you sleep that desperation off, you'll be like, oh my God, what did I just do? I won't take it further, but you know, children's church isn't open yet. So number three. Am I boring y'all? Y'all okay? Number three, when you act out of this panic and in the spirit of toil, there will always be wastage. Waste. You waste stuff. Because you miscalculate. You didn't take your time. And you realize, like, you know what? I would have had a whole lot more money if I had processed this more. Someone came to me one time, they was selling them gold, like you're buying pieces of gold. Now, Bishop, I come to you now. This window's so closed. You got to buy this now. Ain't no deal that desperate. That folks, I don't have time to read the paperwork. I can't read. I can't do no research. Just do it now. And some of y'all are putting more money in them get-rich-quick schemes. There is no get-rich-quick scheme. It don't work like that. There's process. And so don't allow yourself to be tricked into moving so quickly. That's how you waste. I mean, a lot of money we lost, we could have had it right now if we had stopped the process and to think it through. Number four, last one, is that, oh God, this is the big one. When you don't stop and gather yourself, Louis say, count to 10. Yeah. Count to 10. You know, before you act, this is the big one, is that you end up with a whole lot of offense. You have been mean to a whole lot of people because you didn't think before you spoke. You have messed up a lot of good relationships because you talk too fast and you didn't process, you didn't count to 10, you didn't walk out the room, you didn't say, let's deal with this later. You felt like, I got to deal with this now. I got to tell them how I feel. I had this with a believer one time, and I was so upset. They said, no, this thing was on me, so I had to get it off. Who said so? Oh, boy. No. I had to get this off. I had to tell them about it. Why did you have to tell them? And then you make it sound so holy. Because I needed to get everything off my chest. So it was about you then. It wasn't about healing them. Wow. I can't minister freely. I can't preach good with tears on my chest. So I got to release it on them. But why did you pray about it? Didn't he say cast your cares on him, not them? This feels pretty good right here. So whatever, however mad they make you, why do you believe that you got to offload it on them for you to get your release? Wow. Child of God. I learned something from my brother, friend and brother, Gregory Miller. I learned something from Greg. One time he was on a job and man, it's gotten crazy. They was rowing and carrying on bad. Greg jumps in his truck and he pulls off. I scared now. So I calling him, he wouldn't answer. And then 5 minutes later he called me because we was working out west. He lives in the western area. I say, where you at, boy? I'm coming to get you. He said, boy, I'm sleeping, boy. I said, you sleeping? I said, I'm lying. He said, Denzel, I am home in my bed sleeping. I said, but they out here rowing and they was rowing you and this and that. He said, but that's why I can't sleep. I can sleep this off. And I'll be back an hour. Because if I stay there with them, it's going to be a problem. Because they know the old me. And I don't want the old me come back up. Because you know the old you, like you still know where the old you live? You got them in one closet somewhere, but you have the key for the closet. And them folks don't know you have the key for the closet. And if you open that closet and let the old you out, they can have a problem. So I watch Greg leave, pull off and go home, and literally the boy goes straight to sleep. Come back, give everybody five, dabbing everybody up, everything cool, man, let's move on. And my thing is, y'all have so much Holy Ghost. That's what I was saying to me, not just y'all, but me. We get all this Holy Ghost, but we're acting so quickly and panicking and out of stress and out of anxiety, and now we're offending people and we are jeopardizing our witness. So now you can't tell nobody Jesus saved because they don't hear you because you have no control. Wow. God, I want to walk this thing a little further, but I can stop right there. I wanted to get to those two boys, but I ain't going to get there today. I want you to understand this, get this deep down. He says, you will not be what you've been called to be by working hard at it. You'll be what you've been called to be by believing you can be it. You working hard to get where you're trying to get. That's not how you get there. Let your faith take you there. Matthew 9:29 is back on the screen again. He says, be according to your faith, be it unto you. Not according to your toil, not according to your effort. He says, according to your faith, be it unto you. I gave a list of seven things. Put the seven on the screen that he did not say. He said, be it unto you according to your faith. Do you have all seven? He didn't say, be it unto you according to your giving. He didn't say, according to your holiness, according to your wisdom, according to your discipline, according to your connections, according to your decisions, or according to your effort. Those things do not cause you to be who you're going to be. Do you see that? He says, be it unto you according to your faith, not your giving. Not how much tights you pay. Parenthetically, you wear tights. You don't pay them. Let's give me a minute. I got to pay my tights. And then parenthetically, you don't pay tithes either. You return them. Because they ain't yours. Apparently, while they're here too, you don't give tithes, you don't pay them to the church. Because tithes don't belong to the church, they belong to God. You pay them through the church to God. Close bracket, let's leave it at later. All right? So he says, be it unto you, not according to your giving, not according to your holiness, not according to your wisdom, not according to your discipline, your connections, your decisions, or your efforts. He says, be it unto you according to your faith. Give him the scripture in the message, the Matthew 29 in the message, and I done. Matthew 9, 29 in the message. I'm finished with it. I wanted to walk through the text, but I ain't got time. We out of time. Let me let you go home. Matthew 9, 29. Let's read this together, please. I want you to see this. This is it in the Message Bible. This is crazy. Ready? Read. One more time. Ready? Read it again. Ready? Read. What did he say? This is so crazy right here. Beloved, I gone. He says, become what you believe. You don't become what you work hard at being. You become what you believe. Stop trying to become and fix your belief. If you believe right, you will become what you believe. Proverbs 23 and 7 says, as a man thinketh, so is he. The word think there means to calculate, to open up, to dive into. When you immerse yourself into that thing that God has spoken concerning you, that's how you become it. You become what you believe. Glory to God. As you start thinking healthy, guess what? You'll start eating healthy. Oh my God. Your belief, glory to God. When you start seeing yourself fit and you immerse yourself in that idea, that will draw you into the right actions. God, I'm feeling the flow now, and it's too late, Lord. You haven't reached. Joshua chapter 1, don't go back, stay right there. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. I will show you this. I got to stop. Play soft, Elton. I got to go because they rushed me. This is in the script. I know, Cassie. Joshua 1, verse number 8, don't move. I got to get this to you. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest what? He says, if you meditate on this day and night, then you will observe to do. So your doing is based on your meditation. Oh, you will see it. If you want to do better, don't do better by doing better. Do better by thinking better.
Yes.
You don't ever do better by doing better. Because the more you try to do better, the more you're going to do worse. Been there, got a t-shirt. You know how long I was trying to stop doing bad things? And the more I try to stop doing bad things, the badder things I did. Is there anybody else like me who will be honest, who will say that did it? Like you say, I ain't gonna do that no more. I wouldn't smoke another weed in my life. I ain't smoking no more. Another weed. I wouldn't drink no more liquor. Me? I don't want to see liquor none on me. Romans 7 confirms it. He says, it is your desire to keep the law that creates an occasion for sin.
Yes.
So all this, you being so captivated. Listen, I don't even remember cuss words. I don't cuss no more. You don't do right by trying to do right.
Yes.
You do right by thinking right. And let me tell you this, right doing doesn't create right thinking. Right thinking creates right doing. If you think right, you will do right. And according to Matthew 9 and 29, as you believe, that's what you're going to become. So I'm freeing someone from all that work you've been trying to do to live right. Stop trying to work yourself right. Think yourself right. Get your thinking right. Right now, I think in fit. Like, true story. And some of you are laughing, right? But y'all looking like, but I ain't gonna lie, but Pastor really stand there. You know, I see y'all looking at me. You think I see y'all? I see y'all double taking. Yeah. Now, I'm changing my thinking, like for real. I'm changing my thinking. So I've lost it a lot of times. And I realize that when you try doing it, you just mess up. Think it. Get your thinking condition. Glory to God. You trying to stop sexual perversion? Change your thinking. Whatever you're trying to change in your life, stop trying to change it and start trying to think it. Go back to Matthew 29 in the message. What is this? Oh, yeah, good, that's good. Yeah, go here. He says, he touched their eyes and said, say it again. Become what you believe. What you believe about yourself. I had low self-esteem because I followed them up when they tell me I was ugly. When I was a child, they called me ugly. I was fat. I was the biggest one in the class. I had a big head. I had an open gate. I had picky hair. So I believe what they said. I took that thing on, and I ended up with low self-esteem. I became what I believed. Preach, Denzel. I became what I believed. I couldn't stand me because people was teasing me, and I started believing what they were saying. And I became it. And if you look through your life, everything that you became is because you believed it. You started to think it. You started swallowing that. And that thing took you over. Some of y'all done convinced you don't have no children. I curse it in Jesus' name. Some of you done convinced you won't find a healthy and wholesome relationship because of all the mistakes you made in the past. The devil and the grammy is a liar. You got to believe this thing and then you will become what you believe. Oh, I didn't hurt a lot of people. I didn't mess up marriages. I didn't do this wrong and do that wrong. So because of that, my life is cursed. See, if you believe that, you're going to become that. But you got to believe that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. And behold, all things are made new. Once you start believing that, you will become that.
Thank you for tuning in to The Life Experience. You've been listening to a portion of a message from our pastor, Bishop Denzel Rule of Life Worship Center. We invite you to join us at any of our weekly services held at the C.H. Reeves Auditorium, located Mini Street just off of Robinson Road. For more information on our ministry, visit us at facebook.com/thelifeexperience or Instagram, #LWCBahamas. You can also contact us at our office, 601-5125. We look forward to seeing and hearing from you. Join us every weekday here on Glory 93.9 FM. Until next time, have a life-filled day.